As Justice Department officials attempt to keep the nation safe, others in the Bush administration are trying to keep it running. The prospect of war with Iraq has them looking for alternative supplies of oil. There's particular interest in Russia, the world's second largest exporter of oil. This week, high-level Bush administration officials met Russian oil executives to explore possible new oil deals. That's despite chronic problems in the past, including Russia's red tape and lack of infrastructure. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, some American entrepreneurs are cashing in on Russian oil.
Only someone who likes taking risks would ride his bike all the way across Russia. Howard Cooper did just that, and that's when he decided to take another risk, investing in Russia's oil sector.
The way I got exposed to the oil business is we bicycled across Russia in 1990 from Leningrad to Vladivostok. It took 7 months, and we biked through a lot of oil areas. And I looked around and I saw they had plenty of oil, but they needed capital and technology.
Cooper says he teamed up with a Russian partner who had licenses to drill in western Siberia. And now Cooper's Colorado-based Teton Petroleum Company has 100% of its operation and assets in Russia. Though others who have tried doing business in Russia may disagree, Cooper believes drilling oil in Russia is less risky than in Colombia or Venezuela. And he says there are opportunities not just for small independents like his company.
The area we're in, there are plenty of successes. Occidental is producing over 65,000 barrels a day. They've been there for 10 years. British Petroleum is producing with its partners over 400,000 barrels. They've been there for several years. And we've been there for 7 years.
Cooper took his success story to the U.S.-Russian Oil Summit in Houston, Texas, and here to Washington to a U.S.-Russia Business Council meeting. Commerce Secretary Don Evans, an oil man himself, sounded equally optimistic at the meetings, announcing he'll lead a mission of major U.S. energy companies to Russia next year. The U.S. Export-Import Bank signed a $100 million deal with three Russian companies to provide loans for them to buy U.S. equipment and services. Even Secretary of State Colin Powell is talking up the potential for U.S.-Russian cooperation in the energy sector.
There are huge opportunities in the energy field for growth-generating foreign investment and for Russia to secure its place as key supplier of oil and gas to the global energy market.
Currently, most Russian oil and gas exports go to Europe, and most analysts say it will take billions of dollars in investment if Russia is to become a true global player.
The big bottleneck for the Russian oil industry is transportation, is pipelines, is ports.
Daniel Yergin is the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, The Prize, The Epic Quest for Oil, Money, and Power. He's also the chairman of the Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He says U.S. businesses are wary of Russian tax laws and regulations, which, in his words, are still a work in progress. But Yergin was surprised by the interest at the recent Houston summit and said the Russians are keen to become a significant exporter to the U.S.
I would not necessarily have thought a year ago that Russia would be an important exporter to the United States. I now think that a few years from now that indeed could be the case, particularly if they develop their export capacity, the terminals and so forth on Russia's northern coast, which are actually shorter routes to the United States and from the Persian Gulf to the United States.
For the Russians, becoming a major world oil player also means doing business in Iraq. And Yergin says that's been a key topic of conversation between Moscow and Washington, how to guarantee Russian oil interests in Baghdad should the U.S. go to war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.